higher speed limit in our Eurovelo routes, in our European certification standard. This is a recognition of the political reality of many countries. We don't, where reducing speed limits is highly controversial from the political point of view. There are many country lines with really low vehicle traffic, maybe 50, maybe 100 cars per day, maybe mostly tractors, but nevertheless, it seems impossible to enforce a lower speed limit, even lower than in some cases 100 kilometers per hour. So we do, we in our European certification standard, we have a sort of different degrees of what level of conformity, level of safety does the route offer, and the roads with the unrestricted speed limit will not get the best score. We will not recommend them, for example, to families with children. But nevertheless, we don't want to completely exclude it. Otherwise, we would never be able to have at this stage, at least that's what we were told by our national coordinators, complete routes in Ireland, in Austria, in several other countries. If there is a strong opinion from consensus between member states that the speed limits outside built-up areas should be lowered to 70 or 60 kilometers per hour, then we would, as the Cyclist Federation, welcome that. But we don't want to this issue to block from having a route signed as a recommended route. If the alternative, especially if the alternative is, for example, to go on a route which also has 100 kilometers per hour speed limit, but 20 times as much traffic.